thing, and I thought that you did a very thorough and very fine job. And I'm sorry I told Deke to tell you, but I didn't want to let it go by without my saying so myself. And I thought that it was an excellent piece of work, and I don't think that this poor person that that you think so much of, and I do too, is in his normal faculties, and both of us are suffering from it, but we just have to pray and hope that it comes out. And at least I'm very grateful for your thoroughness and your patriotism and the way you've handled it, as I am everything else you've ever done.
Well, of course, I realize the spot that you've been in and the terrible other burden you've had, and it's awful to have this thing happen, but I think we handle it with compassion.
You handle it with thoroughness and with diligence and with compassion and with everything. And he just got off on this quirk, and he just feels like he doesn't feel unkind. I guess the best friend he's got is Deke, and he knows that, the church relationship and all that stuff. And I think the person he admires as much as any cabinet member, or more than any of them that he's close to, is you. Yeah. He had this feeling that he didn't intend to, if he did, admit that he knew these people were sex deviants, the various ones that he had met. And I kind of thought that down the road, after he got out and we got to everything behind us, he could submit a statement saying that he did not know that or whoever it was a deviant at the time he knew him. That's the only thing, a little technical thing. He says he does not remember these two acts, but that he's not denying them, but that he doesn't want to admit that he knew what he was doing when he did them. Now, those are the only two little things.
Once he had admitted to the police at the police station when he was down there. And he, of course, admitted it to our two agents who questioned him that there were other acts, but they were very vague. He couldn't recall the details of them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he must either have been drunk or terribly tired and fatigued and therefore had no recollection of it.
Mm-hmm.
That he had indulged in these acts on very rare occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the man is a desperately ill man.
Yes, I think he's, I doubt he'll pull out of it. We had our best people talk to, confidentially, your friend, my friend, John Connolly. You know, it used to be was said. And, he talked to him a long time this afternoon on the phone, just trying to give him a little direction and tell him that these people were the best friends he had, and please understand it. We think he got it going all right now, and I don't want you to come back, but I did want you to drop by and on your way home, but I didn't get to it, and I'll see you when I get back, which will probably be Tuesday.
Or Prime, Mr. President.
And I sure do thank you, Edgar, and you've been a soldier, and I appreciate the way you worked with Eddie and Dick Berlin, those boys. They're mighty wonderful friends.
Well, I had a long talk with Fortis this morning.
Yeah.
He's on his way to the hospital to see
him. Yeah.
Well, I told Fortis that I thought it'd be very wise to see the superintendent of the hospital and get orders issued to the switchboard to that no incoming calls should be taken.
Yeah,
put them through to his room.
I agree with
that. His wife, you see, was the one who told him all about this last night that sent him on.
Well, both of them are really off balance right now.
They are. And, of course, it's terrible. I guess, got 20 or 30 telegrams a day, some from pretty prominent publishers, asking whether it was true that I had sent flowers. I replied back to them that I had, and that he was a friend, and that they had been sent to him before you had ordered me to make the investigation of it.
Yeah.
Which is true, that I ordered the flowers on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
You'd be notified in New York as soon as I got word from the star had this thing. But my feeling about it is...
Well, that's terribly odd, anything said about that, but what it is, it can't prove anything, but that... That you're a compassionate man, an understanding man, and
from the Bible, you know, be careful about throwing the first stone, lest you have sinned yourself.
You know, Billy Graham called me and said that, and you can quote this. He said that he got out of bed at 3 o'clock the other night, and he had known him, and he had such great respect for him, and knew me, and just said his prayers, and he said, just remember this, we have to do our duty, and our duty comes first. But remember that one of Christ's apostles double-crossed him, and remember that he dealt with people with moral problems. He dealt with them gently, and always be compassionate, but do your duty.
Well, of course, it's so damn many hypocrites, you know.
That's right.
In the press in this country.
That's right.
Which are just like vultures.
That's right.
And I was as stunned as anyone else was, because I took upon him in the highest regard, and still do. I think he's a desperately sick man.
No question.
I think he ought to be institutionalized in some place where they can give him the very best of psychiatric treatment. And I think there might some thought be given to getting him into the Walter Reed, which has a psychiatric ward. The criticism that might be made would be that this man was being treated at government expense, but he's entitled to it as being a colonel. And then they would have better control over people going in to see him. What I'm fearful of is some of these newspaper people will get into him and talk to him in one of these periods where he has this kind of flighty idea he wants to have a press conference.
He's not going to handle that. And you just remember, my friend, you've done your duty as you've been doing all your life, and I'm proud of it, and I'm prouder of you now than I've ever been before. But I've known for 30 years that there's nobody like you, and that's why I told him months ago that as long as I'm around here, you got to stay pretty close.
Mighty nice, you.
And Dink's the same way. Now, don't you think that boy hadn't done his duty, and it was a shame for Walter and him to have quarrel, but he listened to it as long as he ought to have, and then he did what he ought to have done, and it's worked out all right.
Well, I think this thing will gradually quiet down. You see, the thing about it is, these things are generally 10-day wonders.
Yeah.
And on this last poll I saw, instead of you going down, you've gone up.
That's right.
After the incident had happened.
That's right, that's right.
Because any sensible person can't hold it against the administration or against you or anybody else associated with him. And I was talking to Henry Taylor. He's used to be ambassador to Switzerland, you know.
Yep.
The columnist.
Yep.
With the ceremonies at the Capitol this afternoon.
Yeah. He's
standing next to me. I've known him for years. He told me that Bob Anderson, who you, of course, know a great deal better than I do, but for whom I have great respect.
Yep.
Had told Taylor that this man was one of the, before this incident had occurred, was one of the finest, most dedicated public servants that he'd ever come in contact with. So Henry wrote Jenkins a letter in the hospital this last week, I think 2 days ago, telling him what Anderson had said about him, to give him a lift.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. I think the psychiatrists and all of them agreed it's a pretty good thing for some of us to send him flowers or write him or something, because wouldn't have been any evidence around, and our problem was to try to get the evidence and try to see what had happened. We knew that he'd broken, and they all tell me that the odds were 95-5 he'd kill himself the first day if he didn't have a little encouragement. And you had to interview him, and you had to go into these things, and I don't think anybody can criticize you.
Well, I don't care whether they do. I've got pretty solid hide on that. So I've been through it so long.
Well, you did your duty, and I'm proud of you. And as long as your commander-in-chief feels that way about you,
that's all I care.
That's okay, my friend.
Fine. Thank you.